Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Bank of India conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. We have with us Shri A.K. Das, MD and CEO, Shri P.R. Rajagopal, Executive Director, Shri Swarup Dasgupta, Executive Director, Shri N. Karthikeyan, Executive Director, Srimati Monika Kalia, Executive Director, and other top management team from Bank of India. I now hand over the conference to Shri A.K. Das, MD and CEO. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Yeah, thank you very much. Good afternoon to all members of the analyst fraternity, ladies and gentlemen. I extend a warm welcome to each one of you for today's interactive session and with you the financial results of the bank for the Q2 of FY22-23. Global growth is facing headwinds from continuation of tightening monetary policy environment. As per IMF, global inflation is forecast to rise from 4.7% in 21 to 8.8% in 2022. To curb inflationary trends, the central banks have gone ahead with rate increase and control of money supply. In the latest GDP growth projection, RBI has reduced GDP growth rate of India to 7% from earlier 7%. There has been a gradual appreciation of USD vis-a-vis major currencies, including rupee. Current account deficit also widened, especially due to higher oil prices and, more importantly, expansion in economic activities. In the overall present world scenario, India, however, continues to be a relatively high growth country with exchange rate stability and high forex reserves as part of the overall financial stability. The banking industry during 22-23, as per RBI report, September, witnessed a comparatively lower deposit growth of 9.2% and a higher advances growth of 16.4%. This reflects a continued increase in credit creation and business activities despite monetary tightening and high inflation. Incremental CD ratio of a banking system has gone up to 130%, corroborating a need to garner more deposits to fund this advances growth. This is expected and not unusual, especially at a time when the revival of economic activities overpowers majorly relevant other adverse factors. With an eye on the evolving global and domestic scenario, we are continuing with our strategies launched in the beginning of the year. Deposit growth has been muted due to tight liquidity situation in the market. We are reinforcing our connect with the liability customers to improve CASA as well as retail deposits. RAM segment continues to be our area of focus following the strategy of increasing RAM share in total advances. Mid-segment advances are being targeted to boost our MSME advances and improve the portfolio yield. SMA management and slippage containment remain high priority areas on the bank's agenda with continuing measures for improving collection efficiency and NPA recovery. I am happy to announce that the bank's net profit for Q2 FY stood at Rs. 960 crore, up by 71% QOQ from Q1 of FY23, figure of 561 crore. NIM stood at 3.04%, improving by 62 basis points YOY. Net interest income, NII, stood at Rs. 5083 crore, up by 44.28% YOY. Asset quality further improved with reduction in gross NPA, both amount-wise and percentage-wise. The gross NPA ratio was brought down to 8.51% and net NPA to 1.92%. Slippages ratio for Q2 FY22 was restored 0.30% as compared to 0.69% in the first quarter. Similarly, credit cost improved from 1.21% in Q1 FY23 to 0.60% in Q2 FY23. Cost-to-income ratio also improved to 48.10% from 58.22% in the first quarter of the year. During this quarter, the bank expanded its global credit growth to some 89% YOY, with increase in RAM advances share to 54.25% as compared to 52.51% in Q2 of FY22. However, domestic advances growth was relatively less at 12%. During current year, with our ongoing IT initiatives, credit offtake is expected to improve further from current levels. We expect credit growth of 11 to 12% during the current year. For augmenting yield on advances and NIM, the bank is continuing with its strategic focus on RAM advances. Along with increasing size and yield of credit portfolio, managing asset quality is also of paramount importance. We expect gross NPA ratio to be contained below 8% and credit cost at less than 1% going forward. We aim to maintain NIM at around 3%, thus ensuring sustainable growth in profits. NIM, credit cost, NPA ratios and CIR have shown significant improvement in this quarter, and we are committed to sustain and improve upon the levels in the quarters ahead. I would again thank you for your continued support and guidance. Now the floor is open for discussion and question answers. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Each participant will be allowed to ask 3 questions. If they have more questions, they are requested to join the queue again. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. We have our first question from the line of Ashok Ajmera from Ashcon Global Services Limited. Please go ahead.
Congratulations, Das Sahab, and the entire top management team of the bank for the fantastic results. In fact, the results are much better than our expectation. Profit coming to 960 crore in one quarter only as against 561 crore in the earlier quarter. Even the asset quality has also improved tremendously. A lot of good points in this quarter the bank has done in spite of the difficult times. Sir, having said that, I have a couple of questions and some observations. Sir, slippages are also under control. But now, looking at the, you know, interest rate going up and the inflation going up and some kind of pressure being seen, especially in the RAM, even retail books also, What is your view, sir, that coming going forward in the September, October, December quarter, will there be a pressure on the SMA2 book going up, you know, or slipping some more slippages into NPA? This is number one. My question is, the cost to income ratio has definitely improved a lot to 48.10. So, what is the further plan for reducing the cost? Downside, maybe 40-42%. Is there any target for that? And I have observed is that there was a divergence, you know, as per the note number 11A and B, as per the, I think, the provisions for the standard assets. Can you elaborate little more on that note, that what is the effect which has happened in this quarter? And I think some carry forward is also going to be there in the next two quarters as per the note. So it's a little more, little more details on that. And my last one is in case of the borrower accounts of 6,005, you know, 24 borrowers account, 6,505 crore outstanding. You have done the additional provision of 1,291 crore, out of which 601 crore in this quarter. Now going forward, I mean, these are the accounts where, you know, the resolution plan could not take be completed in 180 days. So going forward, how do you see the further provisioning to be done on this account? And the last one is on the family pension. You further carried forward 428 crore. When there was a good profit in this quarter, was it not prudent to provide little more on this account? So these are my few observations and questions in the first round of questions, sir.
Thank you, Ashok ji, for your kind words and compliments. And in the meanwhile, I forgot the first question.
pressure on SMA book in the light increase in the rate of interest and
I don't think there should be any undue worry about that pressure on SMA book, because we are rational. All customers, consumers are rational. They have leveraged the low interest regime. So they will also take the high interest regime into their stride. So there should not be any problem. These are ups and downs, part of business cycle. So I don't think there is anything to worry about that. In fact, in a low interest regime also, our SMA numbers sometimes were higher than what it is today. I remember December 20, it was 85,000 crores. So there is no thumb rule as such. Only thing is that we will keep engaging with the customers wherever stress is visible. We will try to handhold and, you know, do as good as we have done in the Q2 as far as slippage management is concerned.
Sashwatji, one thing you should note that our roll forward was 17% during last quarter, has improved to, has reduced to 7% this quarter. And our roll backward, which was 62%, no? We are planning it to take it to 75%. So the strategy is already lined up. This is just to supplement our NDC and CEO.
Yes, sir.
Second part is cost to income ratio, which was 58%. In fact, for the last few quarters, it was above 55%.
Yes.
And we are also given a mandate by the regulator to bring it down to 47% or a peer group average. I know 40% is a global benchmark, and very few are living up to that kind of a benchmark. So with a lot of difficulties and a lot of, you know, efforts, we have brought it down from 58 to 48%. We would like, we would be happy if you can maintain it at 48 or 47%. Because these are, you know, it will take gradually, it will happen. It may not happen overnight. So our effort is to bring it down further. Let's see going forward what happens. Regarding divergence, Karthikeyanji, would you like to?
Yeah. This is coming on account of Ashokji for the 6 account or standard. Some small aberrations of out of order for a few days, because to follow the sanctity of the 7619 circular of RBA, we have made a provision of 473, which is again going to be the same amount coming in Q3 and Q4. Total it was 1419, which you rightly pointed out. And the other accounts, which you are saying, so totally in the book we are having about 377 accounts, which are more than 1,500 crore exposure. We have individually analyzed all these accounts and found that nearly about 20-25 accounts only are into a bit of strain and stress. We have engaged with those companies very closely, and now our engagement will be much closer every week. We'll be doing that close coordination and ensure that they don't get it. They have been advised that their health of the asset should always be regular. So they have also seized of this matter, and we don't think that we have any pain points.
Raghupalji, about family pension.
Yeah. Ajmera Saab, kaise hain? How are you?
Sir, I am fine, sir. Thank you, sir. Thanks a lot and congratulations, sir.
Thank you. ये जो है द फैमिली पेंशन वाली, वी हैव ऑलरेडी टेकन द डिस्पेंसेशन फ्रॉम आरबीआई, तो साथ में प्रोवाइड करना है तो वापस आरबीआई के पास जाना पड़ेगा. एंड एडेड टू दैट क्या है ना, कितना मटेरियलाइज होगा इसमें फैमिली पेंशन में मालूम नहीं.
अच्छा यस सर.
एक्चुअली आगे चल के फैमिली पेंशन होगा जब ही मरेगा ना, हम क्यों ऐसा नहीं सोच रहे कोई मरेगा.
ओके सर, पॉइंट टेकन. सर, सिंस यू आर ऑन द लाइन, राजगोपाल जी, can I just take a liberty of asking about this super app, the progress on the digital super app, like first tranche you had released last time.
Yes, sir.
Now, what is the progress there, sir, going forward? I think we had a limit of...
I will request Paddy, who is looking after that, to answer you. You will get a first-hand information instead of me answering it.
Okay, thank you. We have completed the requirement gathering stage. We have started building it. Now we are getting this, you know, phase-wise deliveries though from this month onwards for testing, and we will be ready for release of this super app by 28th of February. Say within first week of March, we will be in a position to first week of March, we will be in a position to release this.
So that is the final. Means I think the earlier deadline for entire implementation was September 23, isn't it?
This is for retail customers.
Okay.
And for phase two, we have lined up phase two for corporate customers. That is for that the timeline is 1st of December. That we will be meeting as well. As of now, the project is on track and we are progressing satisfactorily.
Sir, may I ask a last question on the treasury? That the rates going up now, the Fed has also increased 75 basis yesterday. So now going forward, we also see some pressure coming up again. I mean, maybe 50 to 60 basis point more by RBI. Sir, from the treasury point of view, from the point of view of mark-to-market pressures and also the treasury income opportunity for trading, where do we see this current quarter and next quarter going forward? How much hit, I mean, up to what level we are cushioned? Like even the US, you know, the bond yield now has gone, I think, 4.75 or 4.8. So going forward, how are we placed?
Yeah, we are comfortably placed. Our total portfolio is only to the tune of 29,000 crores, out of which 14,000 crores we have FRBs, and close to 8,000 crores we have T-bills. So very minimal amount is left there. And whatever the high we have seen already, 775, 780 we have already seen, we are in 790 or 8 to be on the top, on the upper hand side. So there is not much of worry at our level, and we are well protected against the fluctuations, the rate of interest on that. Treasury income, yeah, there will be some hit on the exchange income because of the swaps and the premiums are narrowing down. Otherwise, in other segments, we will be having decent income.
But even on the foreign deployment on the foreign exchange front?
Yeah, basically that is with our foreign branch overseas establishment, so that will not remain a worry for us. We have the capital market for that.
That is one thing. Another thing is, you know, traditionally the yield there in the our overseas book has been very narrow. It will also start expanding now because of the Fed increases. So we will get a better margins. So if you see, our margin expansion is good on global basis by 60 bps compared to the other banks. So it will be further increasing if the Fed increases the rates. Only thing is, as you rightly pointed out, our treasury GM is saying, Forex income that we used to get because of the premium, high premiums, that has narrowed down. We have already seen the narrowing in the last two quarters. It has already come down. Despite that, our balance sheet is very strong. So we are not dependent on that. Now it will be in the range of 150-200 crores. It will continue like that.
So Mr. Das, when, on the whole, the ROA, we expect about 65 basis, I mean 65.65 or 70? Annualize is 0.47.
Yes.
So do we expect next two quarters to doing well when there is not much worry on the treasury also, and your credit book is also going up, and as you say that the, you know, interest rate benefit is also there on the global international book, and even locally also, even if the I mean the credit rates suddenly immediately goes up, EBLR and MCLR, whereas the deposit rate do not, I mean there is a late period. So I think next two to a quarter also should be good for us. So ROA might go to 60 basis or 65 basis point for the whole year.
Yeah. Yes. ROA, we will definitely improve with higher operating profit pool and the net profit also accordingly. Because from recovery also, good amount is expected in the third and fourth quarters. So from 0.47, if you can go up to 0.65, that should be good enough.
Congratulations once again, sir. Our last time report had a market price of 48 rupees 80 paisa. I think we have gone today 64 rupees or so. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. We have our next question from the line of Jay Mundra from Batliwala and Karani Securities India Private Limited. Please go ahead. Mr. Mundra, we are unable to hear you.
Yeah, hi. Good evening, sir.
No, sir. It is still not audible. The volume is very low.
Yeah, hi. Good evening, sir. Is this audible now?
Yes.
Audible. Yes, sir. So, sir, on this divergence, RBI divergence on standard assets, you had mentioned 6 accounts, and we have the, you know, provisioning as well, some 1400 to 1500 crore. So wanted to check, sir, this has not come for other banks so far. So and these accounts look fairly big, right? So if you can tell us, was this specific to Bank of India or what was the nature of, you know, lapses there?
And these accounts are all prevalent in the ecosystem. It's not only for us. And these are showing a bit of going into default, out of default. And based on the circular of 7619, if you could see the review rate and the 180 day norms. And the day, the reckoning day, it was into default. And on 188th day, it was again still in default. That's all. So it is there in some 7 or 8 banks are there in various assets. That's the issue is there, and we are addressing that. We are now engaging with them, their companies, and they have already, if you could see, they in 3 or 4 of the assets, it's about 20 days they are not continuously into default, and in some 2 assets, from August onwards, they continue to be in regular category. They have not gone into. So, as per circular, going down in 180 days, if they continue to be in the regular category, we will be taking out those provisions back.
Right. And sir, what would be the provisioning requirement here? So let's say it would be like 10% or around 20% on these standard assets?
It's 30. 3-0. 3-5.
Okay, 30-35%. Okay, understood.
20 plus 15.
ठीक है, अभी फिलहाल 20% दिया है जय. जय ऐसा है ये. All these are all accounts under the 7th June circular that you are aware, 180 days ka resolution plan implement nahi hua to additional provision karna padega. Wo wala accounts hai. Basically, these are all SMA accounts. There is an interpretational issue of 7th June circular and IRAC circular between RBI and the bank. And this is there with all the banks. Okay? And the matter has been escalated to RBI also for clarification. We are waiting. It has been taken up at the IBA level also, saying that, you know, the interpretation put forward by inspection team of RBI, thoda contest kar rahe hum log, break them, we'll see.
Right. Understood. And, okay. So, these would be sovereign, right? Sovereign, quasi-sovereign PSU accounts only, right? But none of them would be private account.
Yes.
Sure. Okay. And,
our issue is these things have to be provided for only when there is a difficulty. But they have a different view. We'll see. We are still engaging with everybody who matters.
Right.
At the industry level. At the industry level. Not at our bank level alone.
Right. Second question is, sir, on growth. So far the growth has been, you know, 17 to 18% YOY, and if you are saying that, you know, you are hopeful of 12-13%, then is it fair to say that, you know, on from here onwards, you know, it could be like flattish kind of a loan book till the end of the year? I mean, mathematically, that looks possible, right?
Yeah. Mathematically, that's correct. You are saying we are at 12% now. Domestic and 18% global. You know, there are inflows, outflows happening, and there are, you know, corporate sector has to. So what we are saying is a conservatively minimum 12%. And we can't say at this point in time, like in the beginning of the year, we had stated that 8 to 10%. Right. Now we have revised to 12. Going forward, let's see by December end how the trend looks like. Then we can, so it's not a question of stagnant thing.
We'll continuously review the annual plan that we have. Basically, this 12% that we are talking about is the annual plan, corporate plan that we have in place. So anyway, we have to review depending upon what kind of numbers that come out in terms of credit growth in the external economy. So we'll see what happens. Because last fortnight has been very robust in terms of growth, 17%, even retail growing at very healthy manner, and MSME also growing at 36%. So naturally, it will have a effect on our book also. So we'll also continue to grow higher. So, we'll see. So we'll come back to you when we are good at it and see. So it's too early for us to say now. We'll have to watch for another 1 month and see how it picks up.
Right. Okay. And lastly, on margin, sir, so this quarter has been a very strong jump across global domestic margins. Is there any, is there any one-off in terms of maybe interest recovery that has come in NII or, you know, something, some technical thing, interest IT refund, etc., or this is purely organic?
See, I'll tell you, if you see the margin expansion is around 60 bips. Do you agree?
Right.
So around 1.5 to 2 bips is on account of the income tax refund, which I can tell you straight away. Okay? Remaining 55 to 56% margin expansion is because of organic growth in the book. If you see our retail book, it has grown very robust manner. 23% is my growth in retail, where our margins have become better because of the RBLR rate increase. Okay?
Right.
And added to that, if you see our the spreads across the advances book, around 54 to 55% of my book has a interest rate in the range of 10 to 12% after the RBLR increase. Okay? So I am getting a good margin over there. And around 1,34,000 crores of advances book has is in the range of 10%, 9 to 10%. So most of the advance accounts, which used to be in the range of 6.5 to 7.5%, have gone up to 8.5 to 9.5%, that range on an average basis. So therefore, the margin expansion is very good and it is sustainable also. And added to that, so the another thing icing on the cake is my international spread also is increasing because of the tightening of the Fed rates. So that will also help me in terms of my international book is also good. There may be some good margin expansion we may get in the international book also going forward. So in that aspect, the margins are sustainable margins that, you know, we are good in terms of 40-50 bps margin expansion will continue to be retained.
So capital, September 21, our CD ratio was 68%. Which has gone up by 8 percentage points to 76% at September 22. So that also helped because average advances growth also was quite reasonable. So that also helped interest collected on advances.
Right. And sir, so this is despite, cost of deposits will rise over the next one or two quarters. You are expecting that the margins will at least be staying on, right? So you are saying 3% for full year. We did 3% in this quarter, and last quarter we did 2.55. So despite increase in deposit and cost of funding, you are expecting margin should inch up even further from here.
Hey, actually, what we are saying is, if you look at the spread as a measure of, as a proxy for margin expansion, my spread has increased by 50 bps compared on year-on-year basis because even though the cost of funds have gone up, at the same time yield on advances also gone up significantly to 7.26%. So naturally, whatever margin expansion happens, so spread expansion also has happened. And spread expansion will continue to happen. So if there is a deposit rate increases, automatically we see rate increase in the advances also. So the spread will be maintained at 3.5, 3.4 spread that we are talking about will continue to be maintained. In that context, margin also, NIMS also will be there at 3.5%. That's what I'm saying.
Right. And sir, what is your principle for this EBLR rate hike? So if, let's say, September 30th, RBI had done repo rate increase, when would you have passed on? When would your RLR all RLLR would have changed with how much lag?
Instantaneously it will change. Our ALCO meets at the first up.
No, it doesn't require the same day.
If I am looking at spread also, if I want to increase
the
spread.
It changes the same day.
Instantaneously, day. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, great, sir. Thank you so much. I will come back in the queue.
Thank you. Reminder to participants to press star and 1 to ask a question. We have our next question from the line of Bhavik Shah from Morgan Stanley. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. So congrats on very good set of numbers. So just three questions from my side. So firstly, so what would be our outstanding DTA, deferred tax asset, and when do we plan to shift to the new tax regime?
Our deferred tax asset is now 8,200 crore, and since we have the MAT credit available, so unless the MAT credit decision comes, and it is already there in the High Court level, decision is pending. So unless the decision comes appropriately, we would not take any decision on this. As such, there is no outside limit also, outside deadline also within which we need to shift to the new regime.
Okay, and sir, when do you expect the decision by, sir, any timeline?
Yeah, it is actually industry level, not two, three banks together, the matter is pending with the High Court. So, and the two banks case, that things are also pending at the tribunal level also. So, decision is yet to come. We are also do not have any idea.
Okay, okay. And sir, what would be the LCR that we would be holding? Liquidity coverage ratio?
Liquidity coverage ratio is
197.
Average
160. Yeah. So last quarter it was 187% approximately.
Yeah, so it will continue now, to be like that. It is we always maintain at that range. 160, 180 is the range that we maintain.
Okay, so as in current would be in the range of 160, 180?
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay. And sir, of the restructured book of 14,000 odd crore, COVID 1, 2 and MSME, sir, how much is still under moratorium?
In framework 1, the moratorium is already over. So there we have reduced the borrowers, 60% of our borrowers have paid up their debt in 4 seconds. And in terms of framework 2, the moratorium is yet to be over. 55% of our book is still.
I'm sorry, sir. Your audio is not clear.
Sir, can you hear me now?
Yes, sir.
The number for
me. Sir, the total outstanding in RFPR 1 is 1961. And moratorium is completely over. 6%, 16% of that amount of total delivery of 7,714, 16% has returned NPA. And in terms of RFPRS 2, the balance outstanding is 7,617. And moratorium is yet to be over, and 50% of the book is under the moratorium.
And sir, how has been the slippage run rate in the restructured book so far?
Sir, slippage?
Run rate in the restructured book so far.
It is 6% of COVID framework 2 and 16% in resolution framework 1.
16% in 1 and 6% in 2. And sir, I didn't catch this correctly. So what is the amount which is still under moratorium in RF2?
Around 3,000 crores.
Okay. Okay. Understood. And sir, just a couple of data keeping questions, sir. So what would be the outstanding security receipts, and whether our capital ratios include profits or it is excluding profits?
What? Whether? What is
it? Our CET1 ratio, does it include first half profits or it does not?
Doesn't include that.
Okay.
SRK paper. That's okay.
Sir, pardon? I didn't catch that.
3,300 is the SR portfolio, that's what.
100% portfolio is there.
It is provided fully 100%.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Okay. Thanks a lot, sir, and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, please press star and 1 on your phone. We have our next question from the line of MB Mahesh from Kotak. Please go ahead.
So just a couple of questions. One, this growth that you are seeing in these foreign loans, if you could just kind of give us some color on what is the nature of these, the growth that you're putting out here in this particular book?
Basically, this is, we go for trade finance as well as term funding. And the term funding comprises of secondary and primary as well as secondary market as well as ECB loans. And the working capital fund, that's a trade finance, that is purely bad credit and discounting of bills.
Okay, is this of this book that you have, is it possible for you to give us some breakups of this 81 of roughly about 80,000 crores of loans that you have?
Yeah, we'll share with you. Exactly what? If you want a statistical data, we can always give you.
Essentially, what would be the breakup between working capital loans and long-term loans that you would have here? If you could also probably kind of give us some color as to are they related to corporates that are based out of India, or would there be local credits in the markets that you're operating?
Most of them are local, because now hardly any corporates in India borrow there. Okay, so most of them are local borrowers, and of course multinational borrowers. Many of them are in multinational banks. Many of them are multinational operators, especially in the Europe and US and even Asia. So big time MNCs. We are part of the APAC market, my dear.
Okay. So one question. While you're not allowed, or you have restriction towards doing any form of acquisition financing in the domestic book, is there anything which prevents you from doing acquisition financing outside India?
Yeah, acquisition financing, but there is no prohibition as such. Where do you get that idea? I don't know. Neither in the domestic nor in the overseas, there is a prohibition for acquisition finance. But there are some controls and restrictions that are there which you need to follow if you have to fund them, acquisition finance. There is no prohibition as such anywhere. So many of us know domestically we don't fund much. Internationally, it is a practice to fund acquisition finance. Typically, pharma companies need acquisition finance because they do a lot of acquisition finance.
Correct. The question is whether you've been doing acquisition financing in this book in the last few quarters. That is essentially the question.
We have not done much. It's a very small portion. Maybe in the secondary market we do. That's all. There's not much is there in that 80,000 crore book. Very insignificant.
Okay. My second question is on the SME book that you have, that you report of about 30,000 crores. Is it possible for you to give some color on what is the nature of these exposures? This is in slide 25 of the presentation, where you have 31,000 crores pertaining to the corporate side.
Yeah. The above 5 crore segment, SMA 1-2 portfolio, which was 2415 crores during June, has come down to 1672 with a reduction of 31%. If you see the same thing segment-wise, retail, MSME and corporate, all these segments have shown a reduction in the SMA portfolio by 26.1% and 23% respectively. So, I think if you see the slippage ratio of our bank, it is now reduced to 0.3%. There is an effective management, the engagement with the borrower is happening. And though it is SMA 1-2 in retail and agri slightly increases, but we are not allowing it to slip into the NPA segment. Our control has been very good.
See, what happens is...
The question is... Sorry, just to interrupt here. The question is only around the corporate side. This 31,174 crores that you have on the corporate side, if you could just kind of give us some color as to what is the nature of these exposures that are currently at risk.
Okay. Yes, yes, understood. Your question is understood. It is like this. Most of these accounts where there is a lag in payment after interest demand is raised. For example, interest demand is raised, say, on 31st of every month. Okay, and there is a lag in payment, say 3 days, 4 days since they pay. Most of the quasi-government and government companies, most of them, they pay with a lag. So most of the banks, what they do is they give a specific due date for this kind of corporates, which we are also trying to implement. Once we implement that specific due date principle in these accounts, this number will come down substantially. This is because as of 30th September, upon interest being charged to the
account, sure.
So this is reflected like this.
Perfect. And sorry, just one last question. On the corporate NPL recovery for second half, including the NARCL outcomes. If you could just kind of give us some color on how much are you expecting in the near future on that.
Anand, you want to take it?
Yeah.
Come here. Anand, our general manager, SARD will reply. Come this way.
Yeah. Sir, as far as NARCL is concerned now, binding bids have been received in three accounts where we have exposure. We are not the leader in those accounts. And in two accounts, already the JLM has accepted the offer. The Swiss challenge process has to run. And in the third account, some negotiations are pending, which comes to around nearly 280 crores is the outstanding. Apart from that, in three big accounts where we are the leader, one retail chain of accounts and another account based at Calcutta, where the JLM has already decided to give the consent for transfer of account to NARCL. The due diligence process by the NARCL progress, there the total outstanding will come to around, our outstanding will come to around 1,600 crores. And of course, that may not happen in Q3, maybe in Q4, big accounts. For this quarter, we are planning only around 280 crores.
And this 280 crores pertains to the amount that will either get reflected in the written off or it will be reflected in the gross and net NPLs.
So it will be the gross only, it's not written off, of course.
Okay. And outside of this, are any large resolutions still that you have visibility?
Yeah. In fact, I would tell that we are having nearly 24 accounts where the voting by the COC is already over and NCLT orders are expected, which includes some big accounts also. So anytime any orders coming, that will be a upside on the expected recoveries which we are planning for this quarter.
And could you be able to quantify that?
Our bank's exposure may be around 600 crores in those 24 accounts.
This is the quantum which is expected to come in, not the exposure.
Expected recovery, I'm telling. Expected recovery, our outstanding may be around 1,600 crores.
Oh, perfect. This is useful. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. We have a next question from the line of Suraj Das from Bhatliwal and Karani Securities India Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thanks, sir. Most of the question has been answered. Only couple of questions. The question number one is, sir, you have reported restructuring 1 and 2. Is there any other restructuring left, that is earlier CDR, SDR or other legacy MSME restructuring?
Nothing, sir. We don't have anything. RFCRS 1 and 2 is already there. One time restructuring, which you know it happened for large corporate accounts. There we have an outstanding of 4589, which is also given in our presentation and point number 26.
Okay. So the MSME restructuring number that is there in the BSC notes, which is something around 2,700 crores, so that is also included in this restructuring number, right? On your slides that you have given?
Yes.
Okay. Understood. And sir, also on the SMA 1 and 2, so you, if you can provide us the all-inclusive SMA 012 number as well, as you were to, you know, you were reporting till a couple of quarters back. What would be the total all-inclusive SMA 012 number?
We'll give those numbers.
SMA, all-inclusive SMA is 74,000 crore, out of which SMA 0 is as high as 56,000 crore, 11.39%. SMA 1 is 8,300, SMA 2 is 9,400. So SMA 1 and 2 constitute about 3.5%. SMA 0 we don't have issue, although as Mr. Rajgopal told, we are tackling that position of 1 or 2 days default only. And the movement also is quite brisk there. So SMA 1 and 2 put together is about 3.5%.
Understood, sir. And sir, what would be the, you know, loan mix by benchmark? How much would be the total floating rate link loan and how much would be, you know, MCLR and repo linked?
MCLR is also floating only, yeah. MCLR, RBLR, all are floating. We have only floating roles now.
EBLR and MCLR.
So if you want a distinction between EBLR and MCLR, it is, you can take 47
EBLR,
EBLR, remaining MCLR and small portion is fixed.
Understood. Yeah, that was the question only, that mix between EBLR and MCLR. Okay, understood. And so the last couple of questions, you have given the domestic yield and COD cost of deposit in your slides. Can you please provide the corresponding number for the last quarter as well, if it is handy?
Yeah, 3.54. सीक्वेंशियल पूछ रहा
हूँ, सीक्वेंशियल भी है,
सीक्वेंशियल चाहिए क्या?
है दोनों है,
स्लाइड 23,
स्लाइड 21, कॉस्ट ऑफ डिपॉजिट इन सितंबर 21 इट वाज 3.75, इन जून 22 इट वाज 3.49 एंड इन सितंबर 22 इट इज 3.54.
So, sir, that was the global, I think. I was more asking about the domestic cost and yield that you have given on the slide number 22. So, the sequential movement of that.
Okay.
This is domestic cost of next slide is only a graphical presentation of the previous one. That also is global.
Upar likha hai. Yield and cost likha hai na. Wo kisi upar. Comparative
चाहिए 3.61
लिखा है ना,
3.49 setup is this. अरे
यार ना वो बात नहीं है, 3.61 we will give you यार, no problem, 3.61 दिया था ना तो देते.
Yeah, yeah. No problem, sir. We'll take it offline. And the last question, sir, what is your, expectation on the total recovery upgrade in the second half, given that the first half is quite good?
Sir, we are anticipating a cash recovery of 1,500 and upgradation of 500. Similar performance will be repeated for Q4 as well.
Okay, understood. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, please press star and one on your phone. We have our next question from the line of Himanshu Taleja from Aditya Birla. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hi sir, thanks for the opportunity. Most of the questions have been answered. Just one question. Sir, given the pace of the, given how we are seeing the credit growth panning out right now, and we are also being healthy growth witnessing in the retail segments and all. So can you just see for the next few quarters, how you expect to close the year with the growth, and how you think over the next few quarters sustainable growth could be?
Your guidance suggests that at the moment we are looking at a credit growth of 12%. Although the global growth has been nearly 18% up to September, that too with a moderate growth in corporate credit, but I am sure domestic level the credit growth will improve further. And at the same time there also will be repayments and all. We have to wait and watch. But minimum, very conservatively, we can say that for the year ending 31st March 23, a minimum 12% growth could be on the cards.
Sure, sir. And sir, just my last question, you have already pointed out the healthy pace of the recoveries and upgrades are in the pipeline, and we are seeing the benign slippages also. Anything that you want to guide where you or your target is to bring the gross NPA and net NPA by next two quarters, by probably end of FY23?
So our guidance in the beginning of this financial year was to bring down gross NP ratio below 8%. Now, it's now September, it is 8.51, so we are well on course to achieve that. Below 8%, substantially below 8%, that is our aim. And the net NPA ratio, we also had a guidance of below 2%. So by the year end, we will try to bring it down to below 1.5%.
Sure, sir. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, please press star and one on your phone now. Reminder to participants to press star and one to ask a question. As there are no further questions, I would now like to hand the conference over to Shri A.K. Das for closing comments. Over to you, sir.
Yeah, once again, I thank all the analyst friends and who have been, you know, supporting us, guiding us for their very deep diving questions. And I hope we have been able to answer all your questions. In case there are any questions which need to be answered or any further clarification, kindly get in touch with our finance department. They will arrange a proper revert on that, timely revert. So once again, thank you very much and have a good day.
Thank you, sir. On behalf of Bank of India, I announce that this conference concludes. Thank you for joining us and you may now disconnect your lines.